Callum, congratulations through to the next round of the FA Youth Cup. It was hard going at times there, but the result was all that mattered and into the next round.
Yeah, I suppose the ground tonight was a wind tunnel, wasn't it? Clichés, game of two halves and stuff, but they, I think the wind and the conditions made it really difficult. Probably more difficult for us. I think there was one team that really tried to play, and I think that team probably made their way into the next round by the end of the game. We knew we were up against it first half. They scored their goal. You saw the celebrations. It felt like Fylde were going to come and make it difficult for us. And it's been a strange tie. I've never quite experienced anything like it in terms of the preparation. I won't go into too much detail, but we weren't made really welcome, were we? But we had to go about our business, and I think we had to weather a bit of a storm, no pun intended, in the first half. But look at the attitude of my players in the second half to go and do that. To be right up against it in the first period and obviously get the goal to pull it back, and then in the second half to dominate like that is colossal. I mean, we get the goal early doors, bit of magic in it, Johan Murray, bit of magic, and then put the ball across for Kane again. But an outstanding team performance and a massive result for us.
And especially psychologically, of course, coming from that goal down, you think maybe there's teams that would have crumbled in that situation, but your lads have come through and they've won, and they've won well.
I tried to tell everyone before the game they're a gang, and I think everyone that turned up today saw what I mean. They stick together right up against it. Some strange, you know, tactics. It felt like they made it more about us, and maybe more about us on the sideline than about them going out there. But hey, that's sort of cute and each to their own. We just talked about going out there and playing for 90 minutes. It was really difficult for the first 45, but and my players sort of stuck together, and they needed to. Tonight was all about Charlie Farley, my number two, Martin Farley. He's Charlie affectionately to the lads. Couldn't be with us tonight for some personal reasons, and the lads all wanted to do it for him and make sure that we got him the opportunity to be here in the next game, because he's as loyal as they come. He's immensely popular with the lads, and I think tonight was very much about getting the result for him and making sure he was here for the next round.
It was a fantastic team performance, but one player you did touch on there, Ewan Murray, that bit of magic, not just for the second goal, but also a fantastic turn and then delivery for the third.
It's hard, so Ewan will get the plaudits for it's a brilliant goal, and the second goal to put us in front and then to put the ball across for Kane Noble. But I don't want to single out individuals this evening. I want to talk about an unbelievable team performance from an unbelievable group of players to come and win here when they're right up against it. There is a real, real quality to us when we play, and like we say, we found it tough in the first period, but the way in which we stuck together, the way in which we pulled through, the team spirit, whatever you want to call it, to go and get that result in the end is phenomenal. And it's exciting now. Let's see what we get in the next round. Let's see what happens. But let's enjoy this feeling tonight, because we had to work hard. The character right the way through the team, across the back four, I can just reel off names that were superb for us, but we're in the next round of the Cup.
Home draw would be nice in the next round, wouldn't it?
It would, so you have to understand the pressure on the lads tonight without us putting any pressure on, without anyone and particularly doing anything. Look at that run we had last year. Imagine playing in that team tonight, being in that dressing room, knowing you are trying to replicate a run that gets to the third round, knocking out a Championship side, a League One side along the way. In a summer where an academy graduate gets sold to a Premier League club, where there are four academy boys in the first team squad and you're the next crop. And there's a lot of pressure to go and start the game. And I think you saw that. All we talked about at half time is come through that, because this group is as strong as we've ever had before. And I'm unbelievably proud tonight. That's probably the overwhelming emotion. Sorry, excuse me. In terms of the next round, let's enjoy this one tonight. Everyone knows who I want, home or away. But I suppose a home tie would be an advantage. It would be nice for us.
Callum, congratulations.
Thank you.